ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசி ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாயாஹ பதயே நமஹ. அரண்யகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 41. மாரீச்சா டிஸ்வேட்ஸ் ராவண அகேன். The recitation begins now. The haughty commands of Ravana in his capacity as lord and master daunted not Maricha in the least. Ever bent upon his welfare, he spake back in severe censure. Ravana, what sinful wretch set your feet on this path, ever intent upon destroying root and branch, yourself, your children, your counselors, and your kingdom? What wicked scoundrel showed you the straight road to the mansions of Yama, jealous of your wealth, power, fame, and happiness? They are your relentless foes, the base advisers who seek your defeat and death at the hands of the mighty Rama. What traitor, mean and malicious, presumed to counsel you thus, compassing your destruction through your own evil deeds? Is there none to slay that horrible tortures your counselors that seek not to reclaim you to the path of virtue? It is the duty of honest ministers to sternly hold back the king that rushes into evil ways all unbridled. Is there none to check you thus? Servants rise or fall with your masters. Dharma, wealth, happiness and fame accrue to them if the king is upright and virtuous, else all is lost. Nay, the people too are engulfed in the ruin. Dharma and victory ever depend upon the king. Hence, it is the duty of ministers to watch carefully that the king strays not from the path of good under any danger, in any distress. It is but an impotent king at best who torments his people cruelly, ever seeks their ruin and gives free reins to his passions. The ministers too perish with him if they incite him to punish his subjects too severely. An incapable driver is sure to bring destruction upon his master, himself, the car, and the horses when his steeds get out of hand and tear away over rough and dangerous ground. Good men and righteous, ever loyal to Dharma, are yet destroyed along with their followers should they associate with the wicked. As well set as sly fox to herd a flock of sheep, as entrust the welfare of a people to a king who is their relentless foe and bitter prosecutor. Have I yet any doubt that ruin terrible and complete falls upon the Rakshasa race that owns as their king such a heartless, wicked and unbridled fool as you? I waste not a thought upon myself, for this fate took me all unawares. I but grieve to think of the hopeless extermination of yourself, your forces, kinsmen, wives and children. My life is forfeit to Rama the moment he sets his eyes upon me, and I but go to prepare your place in the halls of death. Right glorious and auspicious do I deem my death at Rama's hands, when I look back and meditate upon the wonderful deeds of Rama from the time he came to stand guard over the Yaga of Vishwamitra up to the destruction of Kharadushan, and conviction is strong in me and absolute that Rama is no ordinary mortal but the Supreme Lord himself. Hence, I seek my death at the hands as a passport to the highest good. At the worst, the bright worlds of the gods are mine, should I fall before the arrows of the enemy. I prefer to die at the hands of that enemy rather than at your hands, though you are my friend, my king, and my kinsman. Now, Ravana, here is my last word upon the subject. Once again do I advise you. Take me as dead the moment I set my eyes upon Rama. Should you abduct Sita, that very moment seize the miserable end of yourself, myself, your kin, your subjects, and your kingdom. In your own interest do I dissuade you again and again, but my words are bitter to you and unwelcome. It is no wonder, for the fortunate victims of death reject the well-meant advice of the good. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunavdiye Chakravarti Dharnurjaya Sarva Bhoumaya Mangalam.